There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this very special edition of the pod. We're 1 year old. This is it. We made it. I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham.
And together we are still failing better.
How are you? I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm gonna set off a party popper.
Woohoo!
Oh.
He did.
Oh god. look at that, there's smoke coming out of it.
Oh my god.
Just a great party vibe on the pod already. Listeners, we're 1 year old.
And I think as 1 year olds go, we're doing pretty fucking well. Like, if you've got a baby and then 1 year old, compared to your baby, we're better.
If I met a baby, I don't know how I'd meet a baby. If a friend of mine had a baby and they go, oh, they've turned one, and I said, what are they up to? They go, they've got a podcast, they've got a Patreon page going. I'd be like, phew, they're on it. So,
but
yeah.
Very few babies are there in their life, really. We're better than most babies.
Yeah. We're doing better than most babies. And don't ever accuse us of not doing better than most babies. And I'm actually sick of getting, because we've got a lot of emails that we want to get through this week. Most of them are saying, you're not as good as a baby. And we're just here to say, yeah, we are better than a baby.
That's our new tagline. Failing better than any baby.
Our wisdom is wise. Our jokes are funny. We are better than a baby. What more would you want?
And we're like number 97 in the Czech Republic charts, aren't we?
Yeah, well, that was a great start to our birthday week.
What baby's there? What other fucking, you know, like, that's an incredible achievement. Like, we've done more than the Soviet Empire was able to do. The Soviet Union was never able to win the hearts and minds of the Czech Republican people. And we've done that. We're better than a baby, and we're better than the Soviet Union propaganda machine. That's what I believe.
And by the way, to all our brand new Czech listeners, I just want to let you know, Yekšemeš.
What does that mean? Does that mean?
I have no idea what it means. It's really, yeah, we're doing massive. That was a real boost for us because, you know, we were going into our birthday week.
Thinking, what?
Yeah. What a waste of a year. And then suddenly we go on our chartable.com page and hello. We might be having a little nudge in Eastern Europe. So the world tour is on.
Woo!
Prague. Thus ends the tour.
I like it. Do you have any idea why we're in the Czech Republic? Do you know anyone from Czech Republic?
I did some gigs in the Czech Republic last week, so it's probably to do with that.
Right, that's annoying how linked that is to you then.
I mean, look, it could just be a coincidence.
I think
it might be a coincidence.
My friend's girlfriend's Czech Republic, so it could even be your gigs in arenas.
Your friend's girlfriend is the Czech Republic.
Is a Czech Republican human. She's from the Czech Republic.
She's a Czech Republican. Is that what you're saying? She's a Czech Republican.
I
love John McCain and Pilsner.
Donald Trump, lock Hillary up. I like how prominently the Czech Republican people have, like, I like the name Czech Republic. There's not many other countries that have republics so prominently. Like, France isn't France Republic, is it?
Republic of Ireland?
Yeah, but
Democratic Republic of Congo?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I think Czech Republic, it feels...
yeah, I see what you're saying, Sean.
Well, it's not like America's not the Republic of the United States of America, is it? And Czech Republic is like a nice... I think it's a good name, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's sort of like an exclamation at the end of it, like Czech Republic. We're not like Poland. Like what Poland, let's be honest, ridiculous name.
Yeah, Poland, look, it's our 1 year anniversary, so we really can finally unveil some of our opinions. We hate Poland. We don't hate Poland, the country or the people, but the country title, Poland. Is that seriously the best you can do?
It's like,
what are you? A country full of Teletubbies? I mean,
it feels
like
it should be like a camping organization, like a land of Poland. Like if you want to get some tent stuff.
Yeah.
You go to Poland and it's like land and poles and you get loads of tent apparatus.
And it is that sort of red hot comedy banter that has scored us up the charts in the Czech Republic. Well, Johnny, genuinely, where would you rather be? Poland or La La Land? These are the two lands based around Teletubbies. It's hard to know which one of our clogging barge like banter avenues has gone worse, I think, so far.
What I will say, though, is that England's a shit name, too.
England is shit. Britain is shit. United Kingdom is shit.
Because Ings isn't a thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no... What is it? Like, what is Ings? Like, unless it's like a country...
It's probably a country
of Danny Ings.
What is Ings? All right, I'm going to Google that, and then we're going to get on with the pod.
With the land of Ings.
If this is your first time listening to this podcast, by the way...
It's
not that weird. This is basically par for the course. If this is your first time listening, this is a perfect one to listen to. What is Ing? Am I just writing that? What is Ing?
Is Ing?
Electrostagmography, Ing, or electroholography is used to evaluate people with vertigo. So that's why we're called England.
Sean, I've got a thought experiment for you, right?
Okay.
England is comprised exclusively of the footballer Danny Ings, who plays for West Ham. That's why it's called England. It's just loads
former
of Danny.
Former Burnley and Liverpool. Was he at Liverpool for a while?
Liverpool,
or Southampton?
Very good player. Mm. Do you think the GDP of our country goes up or down?
What, if everyone in England was...
everyone in England's Danny Ings.
Well, are you saying that the only person who lives here is Danny Ings? Or are you saying that there are 60 million people who are all Danny Ings?
I'm saying there's 60 million people who are all Danny Ings.
Well... I would say productivity goes down, but Danny Ings is a Premier League footballer, so he probably makes a lot of money. So our spending power per capita is probably quite high. So
you've got to think, though, the impact of there being 60 million Danny Ings would have a real... Like, footballers would get paid less money because there'd be a surplus of very good footballers, but there'd be hardly anyone willing to like be a school teacher or something. You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, how good is Danny Ings at maths? How good is Danny Ings at design? You know, can Danny Ings run an accountancy firm? We know that he can put the ball in the net.
This is crying out for us to get Danny Ings on the podcast.
This is crying out. Look,
we need Danny Ings on the podcast.
If you're listening, and we think you are, you've got to get on this pod, baby.
How good are you at maths? Could you sustain the British economy? These are the questions we need to know.
Real talk. It's our first birthday. We're off to a shit start.
I forgot to set the alarm. How long do you think we've been talking for?
It feels like about 25 minutes, but it's probably about 3 minutes. However, this is our first birthday episode. We want to thank all of you for listening. We're very excited. We're in a great mood. We're going to read some emails. Some of you have been in contact with your memories of the pod. We're going to talk about the history of the pod. We've got a couple of surprises coming up as well, so that's going to be very nice.
Little secret, I don't know what the surprises are.
Don't you?
No.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll get a surprise, who knows. That's the thing with life, you never know. I mean, one minute you're walking around in a nice country, you know, things are going well. The next minute, you've turned into Danny Ings, as has your entire extended family, and your newborn child. And you're trying to navigate around this new world order. You think COVID was hard? You wait until everybody is Danny Ings. Nigel Farage, Danny Ings. Jamie Oliver, Danny Ings. Hey, let's go for pizza. Where are we going to go? Danny Ings or Danny Ings?
Well, you can still have corporations. You can still have Pizza Express and such things. You just have everyone working there and eating there would be Danny Ings.
But the problem is, all of them would be so hateful and resentful of the actual Danny Ings who gets to play professional football, because they go, well, he's got our career. But I suppose then, does that mean all the other players are also Danny Ings?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Is it like a
border? Like Kevin De Bruyne becomes Danny Ings.
Well, that's it. Is it like a border thing where if you come to England, if you come to Danny Ingsland, you instantly become Danny Ings? Or is it like, I just don't know. We need to set the parameters for our thought experiments, really.
Well, look, I actually don't like your use of the word "are" in that thought experiment. This is, you have to take full control of this thought experiment, Johnny.
Because it'd be fascinating.
It would be fascinating if everyone in the country was Danny Ings. Listeners, we're going to get to your email soon. We're going to get to the history of the pod soon. We've got some big surprises coming up. But let's talk Danny Ings, baby. Right, I'm Googling Danny Ings. He has got a gormless expression on his face. As if I would say if everyone becomes Danny Ings, the British people, who are not a handsome people, become much uglier. He's in very good shape.
I think Danny Ings is probably more attractive than either of us.
Oh, of course. Look, for us it's a net positive, but for the average Brit it's a net negative.
But I think there's also something about, if everyone was very good at football, it would challenge. Yeah, it's for fun. I think it's genuinely, this is the best podcasting we've ever done.
Sure. Well, basically,
not Luke Shaw, Danny Ings.
Oh, God.
4 more years. You know, can you imagine if I'm like 80 and you're 83, obviously, because you're a bit older than me, and we're still
doing... Do you think I'm making 83? Do you think I'm living till 83?
And you've been dead for 20 years, but it's just me talking to a casket. Do you think... It'd be fun if we are doing this in our 70s.
It would be very fun. What a fun thing it would be to be talking about Danny Ings when we're 75 on a podcast. Probably exactly the same listener number. Let's look at his personal life. So what life would we live? We wouldn't have his personal life, would we?
I don't think we could, because then everyone would be him. So it'd be like...
It's a bit like being John Malkovich, really, but everyone is Danny Ings. Apparently, he's gained a reputation for charitable acts.
Well, that's nice. We'd be quite a kind country.
Doesn't seem to say that he's giving anything to the RSPB. Doesn't seem to be giving any to any bird charity. So I wouldn't describe him as particularly charitable. Apparently, he launched and funded the Danny Ings Disability Sport Project to provide football coaching to children with disabilities. I mean, that's a very great thing.
What a wanker.
What a prick. I think that would be brilliant. I mean, imagine that. 60 million people all being that kind. Think of all the problems we'd solve as a society.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because actually there would probably be no disability because everyone would be Danny Ings. So, like, I guess the question we're answering is a homogeneous...
I want you to keep having a crack at it, Johnny.
Homogeneous. Society.
Bong clip. I smell a clip.
Is a homo society, I don't know what that was, better than... a diverse society. Homogeneous society where everyone's Danny Ings better than a diverse society where people are disabled, where people are...
One of the great benefits, I think, about this country is it really is a very diverse melting pot of a country. Mm. And although, you know, you do have issues with some people get more hostile, more xenophobic, but you have those issues in every country. And I actually think Britain, let's pat ourselves on the back here. Let's be real, Johnny. Failing better, 1 year old. We're living in a country where you can get anything. You have all sorts of people. You have all sorts of cultures. Loads of stuff going on. Now, look, I don't know much about this Danny Ings, but what's his view on immigration? What's his view on, do you have to speak the language? You know, what's his view on the burqa in schools?
Well, it sounds like it's pretty clear from this that we need to get Danny Ings on this podcast and we need to ask him what he thinks about women wearing burqas.
Look, I think we should put a pin on this. We've got a lot to get through in this episode.
We'll send an email to Danny Ings representatives and try and get him on the podcast.
That's how we'll end. Well, shall we end the podcast with that?
Yes, let's send an email to Danny Ings.
The problem is, we always have chats where we're always like, we need to talk about football less because we think it might sort of isolate ourselves from some of our listeners. And every time we do that, we end up having even longer conversations about even more niche footballers.
Yeah, because Danny Ings isn't a particularly well-known footballer, I wouldn't say.
No. I barely know who he is.
I'd say he's underrated. I think he's a good little lad, good little footballer. And you know what? I'm proud to be from him. I'm proud to be from his country.
I'm proud that Daddy. I'm proud to share a border with Daddy Ings. And if that isn't a clip, then I don't know what is.
Right, I think let's put a pin in it. We're going to send an email to Danny Ings' representatives asking him to be on the pod so he can talk about his views on, you know, his economic policy, and so we can see whether he'd be a good clone to run our country. But then I think we should move on to the emails and our memories of this our 1 year anniversary pod.
So let's talk. Let's go back in time a bit more than a year to me and Johnny having a lovely Italian pizza in a fine restaurant. What was the name? You can't
Chroma, probably go. Just by my house.
By your house. So there you go. Find out that restaurant. And you'll if you hang around, you might see Johnny walking around.
You might. What a treat that would be for you.
He's forgotten his trousers again. He's crying. Sophie finally left.
Let's not pull at that string. Boom. We're in
and Chroma. we had a conversation, and I don't know. I don't really know how us doing a podcast came up. Do you remember?
No, I don't actually. I think I think it was something quite sweet where we were having pizza and said we never chat enough and we should chat more. And then we said maybe we could chat over a podcast.
Yeah, we're only going to have a conversation if we could monetize it. That's basically the chat.
Yeah, we had such belief in ourselves. In those early days.
Well, I think that was the key thing, wasn't it? Is we... do you know what? I might do, actually? I might look in our conversations and look up... Should we look in our WhatsApp for early podcast chat?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be harrowing, actually. This is probably something we should have prepared before.
There will be things like, yeah, I think we can probably get to a million downloads within a year.
Podcast. I'm just looking... I've just typed the word podcast into my WhatsApp chat with Johnny Pelham. What am I saying? Alright, I mean, I don't know where this is.
We should have done this earlier,
listeners. Look,
that would be great if they did that on Blue Peter. Someone was desperately gluing something down and sticking something, and he just panics, and I should have done this earlier.
Yeah.
Basically, the point we're trying to raise is we had high hopes for it. It's not really lived up to them, but we do enjoy doing it. Would you think that's a fair summary?
Well, weirdly, I would say it was the summary until this last week, because we put a shout out for people to message with their memories of the pod, what they like of the pod. Genuinely, all the messages we got and the emails we got were so touching and lovely.
Mm.
Part of me starting to think, Johnny, maybe the 5-star reviews, the real 5-star reviews, were the friends we made along the way.
Oh my God. I'm crying. I hope you're crying, listeners, because that was very moving.
Though genuinely... If you haven't given us a 5-star review, we've been giving you this shit for free for a year. Put your hand in your pocket. Give us a 5-star review.
How much does it cost to give a 5-star review?
Nothing.
So why are they putting that in their pocket? You think that just should be the demeanour? They're doing it, but they're doing it in quite a casual sort of cool way.
It's a casual thing. Or maybe they're doing it on their phone. You have to put your hand in your pocket.
Yeah, that's true. We did get some love. What's your? Do you have any favourite memories of it?
I don't know.
My favourite, the thing that sticks to my mind is when we realise that we're R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Was that a good memory for you?
I just thought it was such an accurate summary of us two. I'm beeping, you're being weirdly polite and dressed in gold again.
Fucking idiot. I think my favourite memory of the pod is whenever I was at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival on my tour and people who listened to the pod came to see me. And they would always say, oh, I'm a big fan of the podcast. And then they would always, without fail, to a man, say, please don't quit. Please don't quit. Or they wouldn't even be like, please don't quit. They'd be like, don't quit.
Yeah.
You know, like in the same sort of tone you'd say to like an 11-year-old who's just bought a Diablo and the first hour hasn't gone well. You go, well, don't quit yet.
This could grow.
This really could grow.
I think if in like 3 years we're still doing this and it still hasn't grown, we should be at like, you know, have strong words with those people. You should have said quit. Why didn't you just say quit? I've put 10 years into this now.
That's the sort of ultimatum most people have. Go, look, in 5 years, if we haven't found anyone, let's just move in and try and make this work. Well, for me and you, it's like, if in 5 years the podcast is still unsuccessful, we should be able to publicly abuse the people who told us that it would work.
Yeah, I agree. We should get all of their addresses, knock on their door, and the last pod can be us rounding up the people who said we should keep going.
It does feel like that's the way it's going now. But I think, early doors, the dream was, I mean, when we found out that Bastille was a fan of the pod.
Not a fan of
one of the co-hosts.
Yeah, I think I was thinking maybe we should email Bastille as like a year-in thing.
And say what?
And say, look, come on the pod. So send them a nice, polite message going, look, Bastille, this is John Pelham, inspiration behind your latest album that hasn't sold that well. your latest, most unsuccessful album. You know, I'm glad I was your inspiration. You've always been an inspiration to me. I love your songs, particularly that one that's like, I've heard you might be doing a collaboration with Kesha. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on the podcast and discuss why you love me so much?
Dear Bastille, please come on the podcast. We've got an episode with Danny Ings coming up.
I see myself as a King Louis sort of figure. Would you be the host to me getting torn down from my hierarchical structure?
Is that a reference to storming the Bastille and stuff like that?
Yes. It's quite good, I thought.
Yeah, quite good. Quite good is what I'd say it was.
Thank you.
So
you mean some emails? Oh, sorry, do you want to...
No, I don't want to say anything else. Yeah, basically, we stopped for a little while. I think we sort of forget that as well. We stopped doing this for a little bit.
We stopped for quite a while. I think a lot of people, including myself, thought that might be the end of this pod. But no, we stuck on and we made it to our 1 year anniversary. And let me reiterate, we are better than most babies.
We're better than most babies. That, look, we're not claiming we're better than most podcasts because we know we're not, but we're better than most babies. Yeah. I mean, how many times has a baby shit themselves? Most days. Johnny's only shat himself twice this year.
This week.
Still a huge improvement.
Yeah, and Indian food one night, so that isn't really my fault.
Really? Can I ask how your diet's going, by the way? What's your current veggie food situation?
What is my current? I haven't found it problematic at all, really. I'm just eating quite healthily and quite happily. I've lost more weight. The weight's coming off. Stop drinking again. Things are going very well for me.
You look super.
I've had a fantastic haircut.
Yeah, I've had a heavy haircut as well.
I think you look very good.
Do you? I think mine's a bit too short. My guy does fades, and I'm not sure if I'm a fade guy. I do like it. In a week, it'll be absolutely fine.
I never have any idea what to say when I get a haircut. They always say, what sort of haircut do you want? I have no idea what I want.
If you walk into a hairdresser, they're thinking, this is a free hit. Like this. What do you say, genuinely?
I say, I show them a picture of a fresh shot I've got and say, can I have hair like that?
Do you genuinely?
Yeah, because I don't know what to say. I don't know how to explain to them.
Johnny,
what
you
I
can't
want.
Show them a picture of your own press shot. What a flex.
Well, I don't know how else to say I want my hair to look like this because I don't know how many inches it is or anything like that.
I just go and say, I'll have a tidy up, please, or a trim. Scissor trim.
No, but. The people I go to deal exclusively in numbers. Like, do you want a number 6 or a number 5?
No, if you say scissor trim, I learnt this too late. I started saying scissor trim.
Yeah.
I learned this. I didn't know how to ask for a haircut.
Me neither. I still don't.
Until I was like 32. And then I realised you can just go in and say, I don't want it that short. Yeah. And they'll do that.
But how I've done now is I do just show them a press shot of myself with nice hair and say, can I have my hair that length?
What you should do is show them a press shot of me and go, can you make me look like that?
Can you stretch me and then just sort of make my face worse?
And they go, sorry, the store is not large enough for this photo. Please take it out of here. You're about to destroy the roof. We're going through all of the classic tropes of failing better on this episode, in case you haven't realised, listener. And we have some big surprises coming up. But let's do keep listening. There are big surprises coming. Trust me, we know what they are and everything.
I'm excited for the surprise, although I do know what it is. And let me tell you, it's quite the surprise.
It is a bit... Hey, Johnny, just can we have a little side meeting?
Yeah.
Johnny, do you actually know what the surprise is?
No.
Johnny, what the fuck? What are we going to do? We keep promising the surprise. Okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, so we asked for some messages and some emails
from the
listener.
Did you deliver?
Yeah. Should we go over some, Johnny? Do you want me to read them or do you want to read them?
I think you should read them because my laptop, I don't think will be able to take me doing anything else other than being on this Zoom.
All right, let's do this then. Let me just load up the old email app on the World Wide Web. That was YouTube I accidentally pressed. I genuinely can't remember where the emails are.
No, not. Shall I do them? Shall I read
the first one? Johnny, shut the fuck up. You're not doing this.
We've got one from Harry Mabut.
It's not Harry Mabut. I've got it here. Harry Mabut.
It's Harry Mabut.
Hairy butt.
It's marry my butt.
That is, honestly, this is the worst episode for us to be so unfunny. We are being historically terrible today.
Again, this is very much on brand for the thing. So marry my butt says, good day. Good day to you, marry my butt.
All right, wind it in, Johnny. Just seeing your, I'm reading it. Just seeing your tweet about the pod helping or hindering my life. I feel it's hindered my life slightly. Weird start. But only because I'm confused and curious about the one listener from Tunisia. It was mentioned in the Big in Vietnam episode. Been listening to your pod since the beginning. Ooh. Harry, massive respect.
Marry my butt, you're a legend.
Since the beginning. And I'm almost convinced that one listener from Tunisia is me. Da da da. There's absolutely no way there's someone from that country listening to you too.
Hey, go fuck yourself in the butt. We could be big amongst the Tunisian. We're big in Czech Republic. Who'd have thought that? We could be massive in Tunisia.
No chance. I went there with work for a week, and I reckon I picked up the local IP address when I downloaded an app. What is your job, and why are you going to Tunisia, and why are you clearly a spy? what do you reckon his job is then? Oh, I'm just going to get a work trip to Tunisia. Harry Mabut, you need to send us a message saying what your job is before we take you seriously, even though thank you for the email. If you've added to the one listener from Tunisia since, then fair play. You obviously did better there than I ever thought or hoped, but I doubt it.
I'm not liking Harry Mabut's tone.
Now, this is when it gets really bad, this email, in my opinion. On a side note, I'm disappointed at the lack of activity and followers on TikTok. Yeah. Do you know what, Harry? Me too, mate.
TikTok isn't a present thing. No one's doing TikTok anymore. It's Facebook now. The kids are on Facebook. TikTok.
And how much Facebook stuff have you been doing?
All right. Look, listen. The quality speaks for itself. We don't need to get into these gimmicks like promoting the podcast or putting it anywhere.
Listen. We'll carry on with this email from Marry My Butt. This is a genuine offer. Oh wait, shit. Sorry.
Oh, there's someone at the door. I need to.
Oh, is there?
Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I'll be back in 1 second.
For God's sake. Right, listeners. This is the surprise. Johnny doesn't know about it, but I've ordered him a full veggie burger and chips to eat on the pod. Anyway, the key thing is, Harry decided that he said, look, genuine offer, if you send me intro, outro music and 2 or 3 random free-to-listen episodes, I will attempt to create some clips and send them back to you to upload. Harry, God bless you. You're a great guy. But I don't think Johnny needs to get off scot-free on this. Okay? I need to push Johnny on this. And I'm going to be pushing him as soon as he's chowing down on those chips right here on the pod. Harry then goes on to say, obviously, if they're shit, the clips, not the episodes, to save confusion. Harry, genuinely, they will both be shit. I'll just go back to being Tunisia's number one failing better fan. Happy pod birthday, Harry Mabut. Thank you so much. I've just realised that Johnny might take the meal and say this isn't for me and send the driver back. So I need to message. Oh, here he is. He's back. Hey,
John,
man.
I need the thing. There's a man in the snow. What's the Uber number?
Wait, what do you mean?
I can't even. It needs a code.
Oh, shit. I don't know what the Uber number is. Oh, this is awful.
He's in the snow.
Oh, God. What's the PIN? Is it 4508? Is that the PIN? How do you discover
know.
The PIN? Yeah, 4508. Say 4508. Okay, listeners, I'll be honest. This has got 100,000 times worse than I ever could have imagined. I thought you just paid for it and then it went. I think I might have paid for it on an old card and this hasn't gone through. Oh, no. Oh no! And now my script. Oh God! Right, Harry, you're gonna not have to clip this.
Sean, I called up Sophie and started telling him off, like, why the fuck have you called? Why the fuck have you got TGI Friday? He was in the snow. There was a man in the snow for about 4 minutes.
Have you got the food?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, open it up, Johnny. It's from TGI Fridays, our favourite restaurant on this pod.
It's so much. Ooh, Diet Coke. Is any of it vegetarian?
It's all vegetarian.
Oh, Sophie's calling it. Shall I put her onto the pod?
Oh, God. Is it the bloody Uber driver back again? He's probably recognised us. He
Sophie,
might be a
you're
fan.
On the pod. What are your thoughts to Sean?
What have I thought? I knew this was backfire. I knew as he sent me the message today, it's backfire. And I got a very frantic call from John. Furious that I'd ordered a TGI Fridays to the house.
Well, I just didn't understand why she'd done it. I just didn't understand why you'd done it, Sophie. Well, let me tell you this. This is the real injustice of this. There was a man waiting in the snow for 3 or 4 minutes. So you better give him a good
just
tip,
so
Sean.
Sean could have a prank. I mean, this is the first world in absolute chaos, isn't it?
Sean, I'm sorry, but...
A joke in the middle of the...
No. No, Sophie. Sophie. What I tend to view it as is I was supporting your local community and I was just trying to help this poor man. You know, all they want to do at TGI Fridays is feed people quality meals at, frankly, unaffordable prices. I'm actually disgusted at how much I paid for this, given that all I'm getting is abuse. But anyway, I appreciate you giving me your address, Sophie. And I'm really looking forward to watching. Yeah.
And also, Sophie, if you do, I wouldn't eat out today because we've got a lot of TGI Friday to eat.
How much
have
he bought? It's the worst restaurant he could have bought. It's the worst one. It's where I used to go with my mother on visit. It's a very depressing environment. It's where you
want to
go for lunch.
Okay, Sophie, can I just ask one more thing?
Yeah?
Can you give us a 5-star review, please, on Apple Music or on Spotify? Because we're sort of trying to get the algorithm up.
I'm not sure I can, Sean. You know... Can I live the lie? I don't know.
I don't appreciate
that. You
can
live the lie, Sophie. I believe in you.
You're living with Johnny. You're living a lie every day of your life.
Anyway, happy birthday to your podcast, you pervert idiot.
Hey, thanks. You. Are we allowed to at you as an official guest on this episode?
You like to harangue people with surprise guest spots, don't you?
That's very much how we try to build this brand.
Yeah.
We're calling... Yeah, we're going to be calling Hugh Grant, try and get through to him so we can at him in this app as well. So fingers crossed.
Well, good luck. I don't think he'll give you his address over WhatsApp.
We can just pretend to be an escort and then maybe we'll get some luck.
Oh, topical.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry I just didn't understand what was going on and I assumed it was you who'd ordered
it. I just assumed I'd been a maniac and decided to... ordered loads of TGI Friday in the middle of your podcast.
I was so anxious because there was just a man who was in the snow, in a blizzard, shivering, being like, I was just wondering if this
was... he wearing T-shirt and shorts? You keep acting like he was like, it wasn't like he was, there's no room at the inn. It's his job is to travel.
Not everyone's as wealthy as you, Sean.
What was he wearing? Tell me what he was wearing.
He was wearing sandals and he was wearing... He was meant to go on holiday that week. He had armbands on.
That week. I'm going on holiday this week, so I'm going to wear my sandals and armbands as I go on the job, is it?
Yeah. All right, well, I'll let you go, Sophie, because I can sense your sort of patience is wearing. And,
I can't hear most of what you're saying. It's like tinnitus, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, Sophie, and I'm sorry, and I'll apologise in person later on.
All right, bye. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I thought it might be a fun little surprise to have on the pod. What I've done is sort of driven a wedge between you and Sophie and possibly given a poor worker hypothermia. But do you want to enjoy a bit of the meal, Johnny?
What's in?
I honestly don't know. I did it sort of on the fly at the beginning of this recording, so I can't even remember.
There's some house flies. There's loads of sauces. God, you bought so much. This must cost you like 40 quid.
I might have pressed the wrong thing, to be honest, mate. I don't think I would have pressed that. I don't think it's that much. Isn't it just chips, garlic bread and a burger and a drink?
It is actually, yeah, but they've packaged it in such a way that it seems like it's absolutely loads.
Yeah, I think I got a little deal on it. So don't worry about it, Johnny. That's on me, okay?
Can you remember, is it all vegetarian?
Yeah, it's all vegetarian.
Well, thank you so much, Sean.
It's fine. Maybe I mean, because I know you've got a big surprise for me, so it's the least I can do is return the favour.
Yeah. Mine should be hit there any minute.
Good. Just at the end of that last message from Mabbert, by the way. Mabbert.
Mabbert. Loving a Diet Coke. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. I think this is maybe the greatest episode we've ever done, in the sense that it covers all of the key issues.
Yeah. Deep-rooted. I think fundamentally our issue is we're unable to do a podcast well.
It comes down to that, doesn't it? Bottom line is, we're not podcasters. Yeah, we keep going, though. We're like Sunday League. We're Sunday League.
We're Sunday League
footballers who still think that they can make it.
We can make it. I mean, we mentioned a while ago how TGI Fridays is the worst shop, and then you ordered me some TGI Fridays. And look, if you want to make it at the top, there's going to be collateral damage. Clearly, that delivery driver isn't going to be able to see his family tonight. He'll be in hospital. But that is the price we're willing to pay for a little prank.
Was he actually struggling? I did get a message that I started panicking because I was reading the email, and as I was reading the email, I got a message from Uber saying, "I have arrived, please tell me." So, and I thought, "I'll just knock on the door, it'll be fine." I didn't know I had to do it, like give a code and stuff.
I didn't, and I was so, it was such a surprise when that was a man from TGI. None of my instincts kicked in, and I just was like, "What the fuck is happening? Like, why is this?" Because I was so panicked about running and not getting, like, fucking up the podcast.
Well, it seems that I might have fucked up the podcast. Anyway, Harry Mabbert, thank you so much for...
Do you think we should get him to our TikTok?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we should. No, you should do it. Well, I'm not getting some fucking guy who's got a job in Tunisia to do it. So I will check, actually, if we've had any more Tunisian listens. That would be a really good way to round off this particular section of the podcast.
Mami Mabbert, get in touch. Let us know why you were in Tunisia. And two... what makes you think that you could turn our TikTok into...
No, he's not... Well, I'm not even contemplating this.
But we could give him some money from our Patreon and then we could have a TikTok presence.
But what are you... But you'd still have to post it, Johnny, and you're not willing to do that.
I am willing to do it.
You're not willing to do that.
There's nothing clippable. Right, all right, new thing. If anything is clippable... What's clippable in this episode? Us talking about fucking A Country of Danny Ings or me eating some TGI Friday anxiously.
We have only ever had one listen in Tunisia. So there you go.
So it probably is the...
I'd be amazed if it wasn't you, Harry.
Well, Mami Mabbert, thank you for your email. We've got two more emails to...
How long has this episode been, by the way?
It's the clock's gone off. Should we just do one long episode?
Should we do one long episode this week, or should we stop and have it like it's a cliffhanger? We'll read the rest of your messages later in the week.
I honestly, what do you think?
Well, the problem is now you're slobbering. You're licking your lips looking at that delicious food that I've ordered you.
TGI Fridays. But it is a Thursday, unfortunately, so I will have to wait 12 hours before I'm allowed to eat it.
Yes. That was one of the special requests I put in the order. Please put a slow-moving poison that only wears off at midnight tonight. Should we just do two episodes, or should we do one? What do you reckon?
I think, looking at the clock, we should do one long episode, because I've got to go at 4, and so we don't quite have enough time to do two long ones.
All right. Let's keep it going then. Listeners, there will be no Friday episode. Or do we just re-release this episode? Hope no one notices.
I think that's plausible. Or maybe we do the podcast from the delivery driver's perspective. You know what I mean? Like, he's just on his bike having a good time and then he gets a call from two fucking idiots. And we see the way in which the white male privilege is...
It's not white male privilege. I ordered you a burger and it got delivered. There's no privilege there. He got paid.
This is the wheels of
progress.
Capitalism doesn't have any inequality inherent within it, and people who do well out of it do it based on talent and hard work.
If you've been listening to
what Sean McLaughlin says.
What I'm saying is, if you're doing badly, you deserve to be doing badly. Anyway, welcome to the 1 year anniversary of failing better, you pricks. Are you eating some of that food, Johnny? That lovely food.
I'm going to eat a fry.
That was a very satisfying crunch it made, actually.
It's quite nice, actually. Maybe I've been wrong about TGI Friday. Either I'm hungry, or we should get TGI Friday to sponsor this podcast from now on.
I'd love it if TGI Friday sponsored this podcast. Shall I write to them right now when you get up the next email?
Yeah.
contact TGI Fridays. What do I look at? Corporate or sponsorship?
Sponsorship, maybe.
I don't know if that's a. I don't know if they have a sponsorship department. Get maybe. In touch, TGI Fridays UK. Ask us a question. Tell us about your visit. Ask me a question. I think.
I'm asking a question. I think the question is, how would you?
Wait a minute. No. First name failing. Surname better. Telephone number. You have to give it one. I'll just put mine. Email address, failingbetterpod@gmail.com. Nature of inquiry. Click and collect, Deliveroo, parties over 8, Fridays and go.
Opportunity.
Cocktails at home or something else. Opportunity. It's a drop-down menu. I'll put something else. Restaurant. I'll just put none.
Message. Massive opportunity.
Shall I just write that, send that to them, and they'll know what that means?
No. That's how you hook them in.
Now massive talking, opportunity. Okay.
Internationally successful podcast failing better brackets huge in the Czech Republic.
Failing better, and I'll go big in Czech Republic and Tunisia.
Tunisia and England, and then like
and. Ings, upper Ingsland, lol.
Yeah,
upper Ingsland
yeah.
in quotation marks, and then lol, and they'll be like, oh, it's one of their regular things because they'll have heard of it. Probably.
They'll have listened to us.
Internationally successful, failing better, a big in Czech Republic. Should we say podcast?
Yeah, I think that's clarifying for them.
Are looking for sponsorship,
and we love. I think in exclamation marks, TGI Fridays.
In exclamation marks, you say?
In capitals, I mean.
We love TGI Fridays. How much should we ask for?
I think we should say something like, our tagline is, no, if you, something like, our podcast, it's always Friday on our podcast. Something that doesn't mean anything like that.
Something, okay. How about you say that again, but make it so it makes sense, Johnny?
Our podcast is famed for its Friday feeling.
Our podcast, there we go, is famed for its Friday feeling. By the way, if you are thinking, oh, maybe it's about time we give them a 5-star review on Apple Music, say in the title, it'd be really good for us if you put, I listen to this podcast because of its famous Friday feeling. Then someone from TGI Fridays will go on there and go like, well, the boot fits, let's do it.
Yeah.
Or it's Friday feeling. And also our anti-pedo agenda. Cause they don't want to be like, oh, but are they pro-pedo?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah. And our anti-pedo agenda.
Like you? Should we put like you? Like you, we hate pedophiles.
Like you, we hope.
Yeah. And then I think we should say we are willing to offer advertising space on our podcast.
We're willing to offer advertising space. Should we say extensive advertising space?
And I think we'd feel you would be a great fit.
On our podcast. And then I'll put in brackets, i.e. we will make the whole podcast about you. About you and your range of omelettes. And... nachos.
I put your perfectly priced.
Your perfectly priced range.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, Johnny. Because that's like corporate buzzwords, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Range of omelettes and nachos. And we're wondering if you were interested.
Yeah, in a hookup.
Are we trying to have sex with them?
And then I think you're in a hookup, like two consenting adults.
Okay, like two consenting adults.
And then if it's something like your restaurant can be the mouth, and our podcast can be the cheeseburger, and together we can make a delicious product.
Your restaurant. Can be the mouth our podcast can be the cheeseburger. Should we put slash penis? What do you reckon? Oh, no, just cheeseburger.
Yeah, I think if we put penis, the metaphor's ruined.
Yeah. And together, we can make, what did you say? A fabulous feast?
Something like that, the perfect match. Or
a fabulous feast. A fabulous feast. For the whole family.
For the whole family.
Ours is a family podcast, after all. It's a family podcast, after all. Let us know about the potential hookup.
Been great to...
And also about potential sponsorship. Anything else?
I think that's it. I think that's a good solid message, and we can look forward to hearing from TGF Friday soon.
That's a good solid message, and we can look forward to hearing from TGI Fridays soon. Lots of love. Failing. Better. Right, I'll just read through this. Let's just see if we can. I think this felt really good, actually. Especially if we're doing it. Now, listeners, you do need to put that on your reviews.
Yeah, TGF Fridays into any messages you give us this week, so we can try and get that buzz rolling.
First name failing, last name better, telephone number. I am putting my genuine number. I might just change one
I think I want to hear the voicemail.
No, it's not going to be a voice. The problem is they're probably going to just send me loads of texts with offers, and I'm not strong-willed enough to ignore them.
Failing honestly, better. Sean, so long as we can edit this out if they do decide to sponsor us, the food is shit.
How much have you eaten of your meal so far?
I've had 3 chips.
Oh, wow. First chip you were loving. But the third chip, it's grown bitter in your mouth?
I think what it is, really, it's that the shivering Deliveroo driver has made that any enjoyment out of this product is impossible.
Are you Sorry, before we carry on with this, you can't blame me for the weather.
No, well, I'm not blaming you for the weather. All I'm saying is you could have known it was snowing. You could have looked outside your...
Why would I know? It's not snowing in London. It's sunny all the time in London.
With your fucking slippers on, and you could have gone... Oh,
You're just annoyed that I didn't get you a fucking hot pot. That's why you're... I wish it got me bloody hot pot. No. Got to eat burger like one of those Londoners.
Bloody, yeah. I don't think anything burgers at London. The world's all right. Gone woke and mad. The fucking
Right, telephone number, email address, failingbetterpod, nature of inquiry, something else, restaurant none, message, massive opportunity. I've only put one exclamation mark there. Shall I put a few more?
It feels like a missed opportunity there. I think put eight or nine.
Yeah, we've got a few there. Internationally successful podcast, Failing Better, in brackets, big in Czech Republic and Tunisia and Ingsland, lol, are looking for sponsorship. We love TGI Fridays. Our podcast is famed for its Friday feeling and also our anti-pedo agenda, like you, we hope. We're willing to offer extensive advertising space on our podcast, i.e. we want to make the whole podcast about you and your perfectly priced range of omelets and nachos. That edition of Perfectly Priced was really good, I think. That was really good. Don't you agree?
Thank you. I agree. Yeah. I think it's
Your sound's gone, Johnny.
Has it? Oh, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, Johnny. Oh, no, wait a minute. I accidentally muted my laptop.
When you said my sound's gone, I was so surprised. I went so high-pitched. Has it?
I can't wait to hear that in the edit. Look, shut the fuck up. Mate, the whole podcast about you and your perfectly priced judge and nachos, and we're wondering if you were interested in a hookup like two consenting adults. Your restaurant can be the mouth. Our podcast can be the cheeseburger. And together we can make a fabulous feast for the whole family. Ours is a family podcast after all. We're really hitting the key beats, I think.
Yeah, don't you?
Let us know about the potential hookup and also about the potential sponsorship. Is that too on the nose? I don't know. That's a good solid message. And we can look forward to hearing from TGI Friday soon. Lots of love. Failing better. Submit. Hello, TGI Fridays. That'd be great. So, as we're doing an extra long episode, let's dive into a couple more emails. And we got a couple of comments as well on the Patreon, which I think we'll read a couple of the Patreon comments as well. Or should we save?
Let's save that for the patrons.
But they will have seen it.
But we can chat about enough. I think let's keep that guarded community.
Yeah, it's a guarded community.
You want in? give us some dollar. We've got to pay for all these TGI Fridays. We keep buying each other.
Johnny, can you not eat chips right in the microphone, please?
Sorry, everyone.
No, it's fine.
I was just thinking, Patreon... it would be really funny Go to on. Send you a TGI Fridays, but I didn't think about it quick enough, so I can't do that. But that would have been great podcasting if the TGI Fridays had disrupted you.
Well, it would be perfect. I'd love that.
But also, I don't know your address, and also I don't want you to have joy. So, two big problems with that plan.
I mean, I didn't know your address and I didn't want you to have joy, but I overcame that by learning your address and sending you a TGI Fridays, which...
You've done well, to be fair.
I've learnt your address, but you still have no joy.
No, if anything, I just have an expanding waistline and an increasing risk of diabetes.
I got you a Diet Coke.
Sweet. Are you looking after my waistline?
I want to get you nice and svelte for your big special record.
I'm excited to get a fit bod.
Get one of the other emails up. By the way, if you do want to join our Patreon community, patreon.com/failingbetter. New episodes, video episodes every week. And you can listen to all the old ones, watch all the old ones. Fun people in there chatting a bit. And you get a free ticket to Johnny's special recording.
On March the 27th in London, for free. What more could you want? We had a lovely email from Lucy, who made a card, which is one of the most awful things I've ever seen in my life, actually. It's me. It's me as a one-year-old with Sean as some sort of dog.
Yeah. I don't know how you've really done this, Lucy, but we really appreciate it.
It made me laugh a lot when I saw it last night. I woke up Sophie to show it to her.
What a great partner.
Sophie wasn't that appreciative of that, but I stand by my decision, Lucy. Because people shouldn't sleep when this card is in the world. We'll put this card up on our Twitter or we'll use it on Instagram so you can see it on this episode. Because it is it's a thing of, I wouldn't say beauty, I'd say, but sort of harrowing, I don't know what.
It's sort of like a Giga, like one of those. It's really nice. It's really cool. Read her email.
Lucy said, the highlight of this podcast, or forever, has got to be Johnny's rap. Thank you. I am incredibly good at rapping, which is, I'm sure, what you mean by that.
Johnny, do you want to actually just give us another rendition of your rap right now for the people who never heard it before? This is Johnny's teenage rap that he used when he was part of a gang. He was an edgy boy in Bradford. Here we go.
Hey, motherfucker, don't fuck with me. I tie your fucking balls around the Christmas tree. So don't fuck with me, because you know me. The same OG who killed your mummy and killed your daddy in an Audi TT. I've just remembered a sort of second verse, which is like, your mummy was yummy, I left something in her tummy. She had a sunny. I think that's all it is. But that was a bit of new.
Huge revelation on the year pod. Huge revelation.
That is big, that, actually.
Say it again.
Your mummy was yummy. I left something in her tummy. She had a sunny.
Wait a minute.
Are you a dad?
Your mummy was yummy. I left something in her tummy. Now
she
I have
a sunny.
She had a sunny.
Yeah. What's interesting? I say she, as though I'm implying that I'm not going to be I'm going to be quite a distant father. Though.
Well, I mean, so far, I would say your deadbeat dad is putting it lightly. I mean, you're here. Your only source of sustenance is your podcast co-host ordering you TGI Fridays. Well, I mean, that's another huge revelation about Johnny's personal life. Anyway,
I'm a dad.
That was a real highlight of the pod.
And then she also said, Sean crying at a train made me feel a lot better about myself. When did you cry at a train? Oh, at the...
Oh, a train museum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why we do the podcast, to make people feel better than about themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like our listeners like you more than me, Johnny. Is that a weird thing to say?
I don't think that's true. I often am insecure that they like you more than me.
Are you? What makes you say that?
Well, I just think looking at off numbers on social media, which how have you... I think you're buying social media people, by the way. I'm just going to put it out there.
What do you mean?
I just feel like there's no way you have like 14,000 Twitter followers.
I've got 17,000, but God bless you.
17,000, yeah. And I've got 2,000. Yeah. You're buying them.
How am I buying them?
I don't know. You go on the line, www.idlikesometwitterfollowers.com, and then you buy them with your money.
Well, you're not all right, Johnny, you've seen through the ruse. I go on exactly that website. I'd like to buy twitterfollowers.com.
And you keep buying followers, and that's why I don't have many followers. Because
I don't buy followers.
I just buy them.
Do you know what I do, Johnny? I actually, every once in a while, put something on that fucking shit. Every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not willing to do that. I'm a man of integrity.
You're like J.D. Salinger. Yeah, and I'm like that Lee Child. That's the difference. I'm writing Jack Reacher. To be fair, you're writing Catcher in the Rye. So who'd you rather be?
Definitely you. I just want people to know who I am, but they never will because I'm too shy to share anything.
Oh, keep it light, mate. Lucy, thank you so much for that lovely...
We loved your card. It was the highlight of my week. And
We will use it as the... we'll use it as the... If you don't mind, Lucy, we're going to use it as the image for the promotional image for this podcast on our Twitter and our Instagram. Johnny, of course, is the social media guru. Do you want to... Do you want to go over our Twitter and Instagram handles and talk about what you've got planned for the next few weeks on there and all that?
Well, the thing, we need to be across all media platforms. That's one of my great beliefs, right?
Yeah, so me too, big time.
Yeah, we need to integrate our Instagram messaging with our Twitter messaging and our Facebook messaging to really push ourselves into the forefront of the public consciousness. So what I'm thinking is quite a lot of controversial remarks to really try and get a bit of a storm happening, and then we can capitalise on that exposure to really push this podcast forward. And it's for that reason that I'd like to say I think only white men should be allowed to vote in elections. What do you think about that, Sean?
Sure. Wait, can we have a quick side meeting, Johnny? Johnny, is this actually going to help our engagement on Facebook? Because even us saying this, no one's ever going to find out about it because you never put anything on our Instagram page or anything like that.
Sean, this is the clip. This is the clip.
What, are you saying that only white men should vote in elections?
No, me and you having a side meeting.
Bong clip. Maybe, I tell you what, if you want to go controversial, maybe we should write back to TGI Fridays and just go, hey, you know, we sent you that email. There has that anti-pedo thing. Just to let you know, just ignore that.
We put a peanut.
We actually think we're all right now.
I mean, honestly, everyone's looking for their USP. Our USP could be we're the only pro-pedo podcast in the land.
That would be great.
So, if you are a pedophile, get in touch. Tell us why you did what you did.
God. Get in touch. We will sort you out with some onion rings from TGI Fridays. Because guess who they love? Pedo. This has gone from an episode that I thought would be... I went into this going, well, there's no way this won't be fun. And now I'm thinking, this can't be released, Johnny.
Now you're chanting pedo.
Yeah, pedo.
You've come from going, well, this will be really lovely. Because I thought this would be a lovely podcast to reflect on how this podcast's been and the joys and the memories we've had, and instead we're just chanting the word pedo at each other.
I feel like we've gone too pedo heavy the last few episodes. So I think
I think we need to
stop doing this.
I agree. I think we should have a moratorium on mentioning pedophiles for at least a month.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. No more mention of them.
Good.
Anyway, I think we've probably got time for one more email, and then we should wrap it up. How long have we done? Do you know?
Fuck knows. I think it'd probably be like an hour ep, I think.
Yeah, it's a bumper ep. It's taking us back to the old days. Back to the old days.
And I think consistently, it's never really got that good, but we haven't had the troughs we normally have. You know what I mean?
Well, there's been at least, there's about 5 to 10 minutes of it of you off mic, desperately trying to negotiate with the Uber driver.
I was so panicked. Sean's going to be, I fucked up here. Sean's going to be angry with me. I've made a big mistake on our birthday. That's so silly of me. Why has Sophie done this? I kept thinking, she knows I had a podcast. Why has she ordered TGI Fridays? Why is this man here? And he had such sad eyes. And I was thinking, God, there's a man outside in the snow. I just felt really panicked. But then actually, it's all okay.
Should I send him a message? They do give you their number. Should I just write back and go, hey, the TGI Fridays was perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe. And then can you give him a tip? Maybe we can give him the tip from
Patreon. I'm not giving him a tip. You give him a tip.
I'll give him a tip. I don't mind giving him a tip.
All right, let me have a look. Can you give him a tip?
I'd give him a tip.
Can I just say the food options in your area are very limited?
Yeah, you're telling me. Fucking TGI Fridays. But you would have. There's no way TGI Fridays was the perfect thing to get me.
Thank you, Johnny. I can't figure out how this works. Also, I definitely need to delete your number from my Uber Eats. Oh, wait, go. Hey, thanks for ordering from Fridays. I think they're trying to rebrand themselves as just Fridays.
Oh, my God, they are. There's no TGI. You're right. On none of their products, they have TGI Fridays. They just have Fridays.
This is fascinating. Corporate sort of espionage at the core of this podcast episode. This is like cereal.
It is like cereal. What's interesting is, if you're going to move away from the thank God it's, just get rid of the whole Fridays thing. The Fridays doesn't mean anything, does it?
Fridays, I guess, could just be the name of a... I don't know. Does that mean that TGI... Does that mean that TGI as a sort of prefix is up for grabs? Because obviously we were the home of witty banter for a while. We took that. Maybe now we just become TGI failing better.
Yeah, thank God it's failing better. I love that. We're TGI failing better.
Should we change the name of the podcast to TGI failing better?
I think so. I think that's what we must do.
Or do we... I don't know. We'll have this conversation. We'll have this conversation later.
Well, look, Phil, we need to start out on merchandise. Should we get to Lauren Batley's email?
Yeah, I just need to go, how was Friday's press switch? What would you give the star rating? I'm just rating them.
Is it about the man, the cold man, or is it about the food?
I think you're thinking too much about the cold man. I think you need to think more about the warm, lovely food that I got you.
Oh, right, yeah. And we should have given...
Would you give it? How many stars
would food,
you give it?
The food? Yeah. I've had four chips. Because the problem is I can't eat the burger, because then that's all I'd be doing on this podcast.
Okay, so what would you give it out of five?
Two.
Two-star rating?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing is, that's a two-star rating.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, this is a five-star rating podcast.
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, well, actually, if TGI Fridays is a two-star, I don't think they are a five-star.
I hear what you're saying.
I think maybe you need to give them a five-star.
Yeah. Five stars for TGI Friday.
Now, why do you like it? Is it because it's locally owned? Is it because of its sustainable packaging or because of its fresh ingredients? Anything to add? Would you like to add another? Any more feedback about their order?
I'd say I like it because of your bold but correct decision to remove TGIs, which I feel brings your company into the 21st century.
Bold but correct decision to remove TGI Fridays. To remove the TGI.
Prefix, is that that word?
Prefix. I mean, they'll definitely know what we're talking about. They'll definitely read this. Prefix, which takes your franchise...
Yeah, into the 21st century.
Into the 21st century.
And I look forward to you becoming bigger than McDonald's, as I think your food is of higher quality.
I think my phone's about to run out of battery. my fucking phone's broken. I'll just say, and I look. vegan burger meal. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Perfect temperature.
Yeah, because I love everything.
How was the service? I've got a photo of the driver here. He doesn't look happy in the photo, to be honest. I can't even imagine how miserable he was at your doorstep.
Yeah, it was like there was a puppy at the door, he was just shivering.
You know what, Johnny? That is complete projection. Someone having sad eyes. What does that mean? Everyone's got sad eyes. Eyes are sad. Eyes are sad. Teeth are happy. Everyone knows that. was it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or shall we skip this?
Driver?
Yeah.
Biggest thumbs up in the world.
Well, I think there's only... Well, I'll try that. That's great. Tell us more. Efficient? Great communication? Would you say his communication was great? Be honest.
Yeah, he was a great communicator. Look, he didn't say much, but what he said with his eyes has stayed with me till the day I die. His face will be the last thing I think about on this earth.
Well, I've clicked that then. Do you think it was delivered with care?
Yeah, I think a lot of... The most caring... I'd love that man to be, you know...
Do you think it was easy to retrieve the order?
Yeah.
Do you?
It wasn't his fault.
I'm not clicking that. I'm just saying, yeah, deliver with care. Do I want to add a 15% tip?
Yes, you do. Sean.
1%. Where's 1%?
You can't give him a 1% tip.
All right, 15% tip. That's a huge amount. That's £55.
I'd say 20. I'd say it should be 100% tip.
Guess how many deliveries this guy's done?
How many?
10,000.
Wow.
He's a seasoned pro.
He's an absolute veteran.
You really got the best of the best there. You could say you got the Danny Ings of delivery drivers. How about that? How about that for circling back? I'm going to give him a lovely tip.
You'll call that.
You should always tip your delivery drivers. Thank you for tipping, Sean. No, thank you, actually, Fridays. One more email before I check my bank account, because I have a feeling I paid a lot more for that meal than I thought.
Can I just say something? I think we're running out of time to a Patreon episode, so we should maybe skip this email.
This email's so lovely, though.
It's so lovely, but... All right, Laura. Is it Laura? Laura? Laura, we're going to do...
We'll only do this one. We won't do anything else.
Yeah. All right.
Shall we read the email? I hope that roast dinner arrives soon that I ordered.
Dear Sean and Johnny, what I find annoying is they always say your name first. What do you think that's about?
I'd say don't worry about it.
Dear Johnny, and also Sean, is how it, and also Sean, I suppose. That's what I'd like people to write, really. I can't remember which episode the attached clip is from. She sent an attached clip, which I have... it's us doing our meditation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from our... back when we actually were a self-help podcast.
Yeah. It was one where you were still reading self-help books, I think. I was having a bad week because trauma redacted. Right, we've got to dive into this. What do you think the trauma was? It says in brackets, bad week because trauma redacted. And now let's speculate wildly on that trauma.
Dead pet, maybe? Dead pet?
I think she's come out of... she's walked into a garden. She's fallen into a hole. In the hole, she's seen a friend she used to know when she was a teenager. And that person is now dead. That's what I think's happened there.
Well, she's discovered the body.
Yeah, she's just fallen straight into a hole. And then someone, she always felt suddenly, like, left suddenly when she was a teenager. She never understood why. And it left quite a lot of psychological hole in her life. Why is this girl left? What's wrong with her? Mm. She's found out she's dead. She's struggled with that for, you know, a day or two. She's listened to one podcast. And she's right as rain. Let us know if that's correct, Laura. Or keep your trauma to yourself.
Look, if you've learned anything from this podcast, bottle up those negative emotions. Keep them buried. Keep them buried.
Never reveal them. And if you want to watch an interesting show about how maybe you can be too open with your trauma, then I am at the Pleasance Upstairs, all Edinburgh, during the festival, talking about that very topic. And you should buy tickets. It's at 10 to 7 at the Pleasance Upstairs. And I've just spent $7,000 on it, so please buy every ticket available.
Well, I just spent $7,000 on a TGI Friday for one of the most ungrateful co-hosts I've ever met in my life. So you want to talk about trauma? I wish I had this podcast. I wish I had this podcast to listen to. All it does is bury the blade deeper into my back. Anyway, more from Laura.
And it really made me laugh. So she was having a bad week. Because she doesn't want to say, you know, that she bumped into a friend from school. And it really made me laugh.
she doesn't want to say that. We're reading between the lines, but you don't want to bump into that you discovered the corpse of your friend.
So I saved it on my phone to listen to when I need something to cheer me up. It works every time. It's always good to take the time to be reminded that you're a piece of wind. That's the clip. Should we end this app by playing the clip?
I'll play the clip at the end, because also I think a lot of our listeners will probably be feeling pretty depressed listening to this, and they might need a little pick me up at the end. I'll edit that in. Unless you want to, do you want to do the edit for this episode, Johnny?
Sean, I'm not gonna have to walk downstairs, eat a Deliveroo, and do the editing. I'm not a machine.
I mean, you're averaging one TikTok every month. I mean, my God.
Not really. I've done one TikTok in my life. So when I'm 62, we can expect that second TikTok to just roll out. I discovered Failing Better when I was Googling podcasts that Harriet Kemsley had been on, because I miss Why Is Harriet Crying? Well, Harriet Kemsley, enemy of the podcast, would you say that's right?
Yeah, probably one of the worst things you could have said. But understand, I found a superior product.
Yeah, because I miss Why Is Harriet Crying? Not the podcast, just I like it when Harriet is crying. Oh, I'm having difficulties. Yeah, fuck you, Harriet.
Do you want us to think Harriet has ever said that sentence? I'm having difficulties.
What's the difficulty, Harriet? I'm in a hole.
whenever you do an impression of someone, it's always like a bot has written an episode of Teachers. I'm having difficulties.
I'm not a good scriptwriter, which is what the feedback I've been pretty consistently getting recently. John, this
by the way, great time to promote Johnny's upcoming Edinburgh show. The worst scriptwriter in Britain has written his own Edinburgh show.
I came for the guests, but I stayed for the Kafkaesque deconstruction of the podcast format.
This is your favourite episode.
You have nailed it for Laura. It is Kafkaesque deconstruction of the podcast format. That is what we do. That's the most intelligent way you can describe what this podcast is. And thank you for that, Laura Patley. Whenever we're struggling, we can just describe it as a Kafkaesque sort of deconstruction. And she also likes a pedo joke, so you'll be loving this. Your jokes are funny, your wisdom is wise. What more could I want? Good question, Laura. You could want nothing more. What a lovely message. You've cheered us up. No way.
Me and Johnny, genuinely, after we read that one, messaged each other. We were like, that one's really lovely. Because I think it is easy to forget that people are listening to this podcast. Because we do so much to push them away. But you have listened to this. We've had people who wrote to us, said they've been listening to this since the beginning.
We've had a lot of messages. We just picked those because they were particularly sweet. But we've had a lot of messages. And we thank you for all of them. But next time, if you've not been read out, do make sure you write a better email.
Yes, yes. We must make that comment. The literacy rate amongst our listeners is poor. Yeah. Very. Just get onto ChatGPT. Just do it via that. We don't care. Yeah.
Dyslexia is an excuse for poor punctuation.
Anyway, it's been the greatest year of my life. This is the final ever episode of the podcast.
Oh, no.
No, it isn't. Genuinely, though, we're glad that people like it and listen to it. It hasn't got as big as we thought it could get, but we've got a fair few Patreons giving us a bit of coin and getting some extra content, and our listener numbers are usually okay. And do you know what? Even I must admit, we have been getting a fair few 5-star reviews recently.
What a lovely way to end our year podcast.
And you know what? It hasn't quenched my thirst for them. It has just made my belly larger, hungrier, bigger desire. Keep getting the reviews. Keep them coming in. Do sign up to the Patreon. Email us at failingbetterpod@gmail.com. Anything else you want to say, Johnny?
And don't be a pedo. Oh, no. Sorry. I forgot we weren't meant to mention that word anymore.
Johnny breaks his own rule within 3 minutes of starting it.
That's how I like my rules. I like to break them quickly and then ignore them entirely. Anyway, thank you so much. Genuinely, your emails and your support is really appreciated. I know we make a lot of little jokes, but genuinely, you're the only thing keeping us from killing ourselves. So thank you very much.
There will be no episode on Friday, but we've given you a long one today. We'll be back next week and for the rest of our natural lives. And in the meantime, I'm Sean McLaughlin.
I'm Johnny Pelham.
And we are Failing Better.
Shut your fucking eyes. Shut your fucking eyes, listeners. Even if you're driving, get them shut. It's the only way you're going to get into your mind and let your memories flow. Right, Johnny?
Exactly. It's quite an aggressive meditation so far.
Okay,
this
sorry.
Your piece of wind. You're ephemeral. You're not a fucking idiot.
You're not a fucking idiot. That's your mantra. Say it out loud. Say, I'm not a fucking idiot. Roll down the window, scream it at a postman. Say, stop treating me like a fucking idiot. I'm not a fucking idiot.
And then open your eyes.
And that was it. That was it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.